It's 8:11. Let's head over to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning, Scott.
Let's go back to last week. Your Health and Human Services Committee that you chair is looking at a hearing testimony on Senate Bill 577. Now, among other things, what it would do is, as I understand it, it would kind of expand the things that optometrists could do as far as looking at treatment of glaucoma and maybe being able to write scripts. Obviously, people know you're an orthopedic surgeon and you have an optometrist on that or ophthalmologist on your panel. Tell me a little bit about that. What's the genesis of this entire idea?
Sure. Well, I think you just hit on a good point. Optometrists are medical professionals, but they're not medical doctors. They're not physicians. Ophthalmologists are medical physicians with significant amount of training. They go to medical school, then 4 years of training in eye disorders and can do surgery, whereas optometrists just have 4 years of training. The bill was about trying to balance the health and safety of the citizens of Texas versus the expanded abilities of an optometrist based upon their education and training to perform certain types of care, one of which was expanded care of glaucoma, which is a very serious disorder that can lead to blindness. Another part of the bill was expanding their ability to write for controlled substances. So these are issues that we see in the legislature on a fairly routine basis, not just with optometrists, but with other medical professionals that would like to expand the types of care they're able to do under state law.
Well, kind of on the same note, but in a different direction, it looks like steroid testing for high school athletes will end. I thought it was an unusual idea, a lot of expense involved for the number of individuals who were caught. But at this point, has the culture changed in such a short period of time? What's your justification for now ending this steroid testing program after such a short period?
Well, I don't think the program's been shown to be effective. I'm in support of it ending. It hasn't really caught all that many athletes that are abusing or using substance-enhancing items and drugs. And so, you know, it's in a lot of ways wasted dollars.
Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin this morning. Obviously, abortion is and always has been a hot-button issue. More legislative moves in Austin to make it more difficult for those procedures to be paid for. Is that right?
Well, the bill that passed off the Senate floor yesterday, the pro-life measure, was a bill that would put Texas among several states that prohibit health insurance plans from covering abortions. You know, with group policies, you have premiums that are kind of shared amongst a lot of people, and some of those people are opposed to abortion do not like having to subsidize or pay for it with other members that are part of that group plan.
Let's talk again about possible campus concealed carry. It's a House bill that's come over to the Senate, but there might be an attachment to that. Tell me how you feel about that and how you vote for it.
Well, I'll vote for it, certainly. I was the first co-author of Senator Birdwell's campus carry legislation. I think it's appropriate to protect our Second Amendment rights. And, you know, with licensed, trained adults over 21 years of age, I think both the open carry piece of legislation as well as the campus carry piece of legislation should have my full support, and I certainly would like to see them pass.
Hopefully our listeners know you're part of the conference committee that's trying to settle out a tax bill so we can get a budget set for the state of Texas, which is the one charge that the House and the Senate have before they adjourn. But I found an interesting story this week that the lieutenant governor has kind of put together a group that he says would informally talk about taxes. It includes some senators that are not on the conference committee. Can you explain to me what the lieutenant governor's thoughts are in having somebody that will unofficially talk about the budget?
Sure. Well, I'm on the conference committee for the budget, which writes the budget, and we are hammering out the final pieces of the budget. The tax proposals are not, they affect the budget, but they're not an item that the House has a separate committee called the Ways and Means Committee that does tax legislation. On the Senate side, it also goes through finance. But there are specific proposals on the House side and on the Senate side that have passed their respective chambers but have not passed the other chamber. Therefore, a formal conference committee cannot be appointed. in situations like this, when you have a log jam, there's often an ad hoc committee that is not necessarily appointed, but kind of organized to work out those differences to make sure that those pieces of legislation have a way forward. And that's what's occurring now regarding the pieces of tax legislation on both the Senate side and the House side.
All right. Well, the way I'd read the story, I thought it was something that was unusual that does not happen very often.
Now, sometimes when there are big issues that need to be solved, you get the interested parties together in a room and try to solve them to, again, get momentum, to regain momentum.
One of the initiatives that the governor put forth early on was a pre-K program in Texas, and my understanding is that the Senate may, as early as today, vote on that proposal. Is it something that you're comfortable with? If it is not, then what would it take for you to be comfortable with a pre-K expansion?
Well, this is one of Governor Abbott's top priorities, and I am going to be supportive of this piece of legislation. It has some interesting objectives, trying to refine the curriculum and enhance the kind of the certification and quality of the teachers. But one of the pieces of the legislation is a higher importance of family engagement in the pre-K program. So for those reasons, and because it's limited dollars that are enhancing our current pre-K system or pre-K program, I think it's a reasonable proposal and one I'm supportive of, and I believe it will be on the Senate floor today.
It's making all the news this morning, at least, and it has to do with action that the legislature's taken, where you'll basically be joining with other states when it comes to border security. There are a whole lot of steps that have to be passed before this is implemented, including the approval of the United States Congress. But
right.
Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I think that's Senator Bob Hall's piece of legislation about a compact for border security and immigration, I believe, and it was passed yesterday on the Senate floor. You know, compacts are agreed to obligations of at least two states joining together to formalize how we're going to handle something. And it does require the approval of both states and the U.S. Congress. They're not as rare as people might think. We have one about high-level or low-level nuclear waste and with another state in the Northeast. And so these things can occur and often are utilized for very specific concerns that various states might have in common. And, you know, I was supportive of Senator Hall's bill. Certainly, we've seen an abject failure of our federal government to, in my opinion, properly enforce our sovereignty and our borders.
Charles Schwartner joining us from Austin this morning. Action has been taken on Hazelwood. Remind our listeners again, because we talked about this, the Hazelwood Act started as something and has now ended up being much more costly than probably you thought it would be. But give me your thoughts on how you voted
right.
on that.
Well, the Hazelwood exemption is a tuition exemption for our veterans, and it was expanded to include not only those veterans, but also the children of veterans. And because of various, and those are called the legacy provisions of the Hazelwood Act, but because of some federal rulings recently, court rulings, that could be very, very costly to the tune of even billions of dollars for the state of Texas long term. And so we're looking at the legacy portion of the Hazelwood Act, not those that are actual veterans that have served our country, but those children and dependents of those veterans, and seeing whether or not that program does need to be amended to make it more fair for the, because when you're exempting tuition for one group, children, students are paying for it on the opposite side with higher tuition and fees. And so there are a number of proposals about how to amend the Hazelwood legacy portion of the Hazelwood program to make it to balance it out and make it more fair.
So tell me things of import that are going to happen today, tomorrow, and maybe early next week before we talk.
Well, I'm deeply immersed in the budget, the Article 2 negotiations between myself and on the House side, Representative Sarah Davis. We are about 80% done with Article 2. Today and tomorrow are meetings with the respective chairs of the budget, Chair Nelson and Chair Otto, as well as Representative Davis and myself. And we're putting the final touches on $75 billion out of a $207 billion budget.
Basically, how much time you have blocked out on that today?
pretty much all day.
Finally today, and I'm asking all our state elected officials who we interviewed, the American Phoenix Foundation says that they have 800 hours of audio and or video with elected officials in Texas, in Austin, lobbyists and other interested parties. Give me your thoughts on that. What's the hall talk in Austin?
Well, you know, it's people do all sorts of things, and these type of groups are utilize various things and sometimes take them out of context to target various legislators. And you know, it's I haven't actually followed the story that well, but we'll see what actually materializes, and as it comes out, I'll be happy to comment on it.
All right. State Senator Charles Schwartner joins us on Thursdays. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. You have a great day,
Scott. All right, thanks. Bye.